from my story to your story. Let's talk about grief. I will share my own grief journey, along with interviewing others about their path of sorrow and healing. I hope that you, the listener, will hear something that helps as you navigate your own grief, and that God will be glorified along the way. This content is meant as a discussion and not to give professional help. Let's get started.
Have you been surprised by how hard grief is on your physical body? I know I was. You can feel like you have the flu or that you can't get out of bed that day. You might have aches and pains everywhere and know that you haven't done anything that you should be having those kinds of problems. You might even be more susceptible to colds and things in your area, and even more susceptible to disease. And I won't get into trying to explain a lot of things medically, because that is not my profession and not an area I understand but so well. But things that I have read clearly explain that your body puts out chemicals that can cause the physical being to just be in overdrive, and that overdrive causing you to run wide open and opening you up to other problems and being susceptible to pain. So I just want to remind you, it's not that you can necessarily get away from that and experience none of that, but I want to remind you that you need to have some self-care during this time. You need to just try to equip yourself to go through what this does to the body. So you want to be on top of the things that you can be. And I know that that might sound counterproductive when you can hardly put one foot in front of the other for me to say take care of yourself right now, but there are some things that you can do to help yourself be better equipped as you go through this difficult journey on your body. One would be food and drink. Drink plenty of water. That goes without saying, but I'll repeat it now because maybe you just need to hear it. Also, healthier food choices. You want to get lots of nutrition right now. And I don't just mean healthy food choices to lose weight or something like that. I mean food choices that just give you nutrients that will help your body fight things off and help give you strength at a time when you just don't have it. I know for myself personally, I have an aunt that is very health conscious, and she has done a lot of research and she's eaten healthy for a long time. And so I just messaged her and said, give me some ideas. How do you eat and what do you eat? And she did give me some lists. She even took some pictures of her groceries while she was unloading them from the grocery store. So it might be, you know, a program that you want to invest in or someone you might want to listen to, but it also might be something as simple as messaging someone that you know already eats healthy and asking them for some recipe ideas or some places to get food from or some choices that might give you plenty of nutrients right now. Another thing I would mention would be to get exercise. And by exercise, it doesn't have to be a program or going to a gym. I know right now you probably don't even want to be around somebody if you are grieving heavily. But you can just walk. Get out and walk by yourself or with somebody. I know that after my husband passed, I went to a park there near our home and went on beautiful trails. And there was something so therapeutic and soothing and calming and mind clearing about just walking those trails and being out in God's creation, looking at the beauty of nature, watching the seasons change right before my eyes. And not only did it help me physically, strengthen me and give me more stamina, it also, you know, I could sleep better just from getting some physical exercise. So there's just a lot that comes from even simply getting out and walking. And you could do it on a treadmill inside. You could do it at some, you know, something as simple as your neighborhood or down the street. But I would encourage you, when you can, get out and go somewhere beautiful, maybe even some walking along a brook or water or seeing a waterfall. Those things are just so helpful to even help with your mood at a time like this. I would even say, just build on that and say, go outside. Maybe just sit and let the sun hit your face or a breeze come across you. Maybe to even let the rain hit you in the face. Sometimes you're so numb from the grief that you're going through that the physical things outside can just help your senses. Even sitting by a fire at a fire pit, maybe something you would do inside like nap or read, you could just take it outside. But getting outdoors is very good for you right now. Music did so much to get me through some of my toughest and earliest days on my grief journey. And different kinds minister to you in different ways on different days. If you're in despair and in a terrible mood or in such sorrow one day, listen to something that's really lively, upbeat, or uplifting. If you're feeling anxious, you might listen to something that is calming to just soothe you and to help you to relax. If you're awake, you might need something that soothes you to help you to be able to go to sleep. There may be special songs that you want to listen to often because something in the song is a message that you need right now or gives just helps your helps gird up your strength even, I guess I should say. I also want to mention how important it is for you to get rest at a time like this. I know that doesn't seem possible. You're probably not resting well if you are in the throes of grief. But it's important that you do some things to make sure that you can start getting better rest. For example, just simple things like limiting caffeine or watching how much sugar you have in the evenings. In addition to that, you also might want to watch naps. I say that with caution because naps may be all that you can do at a time like this if you're staying up half the night, tossing, turning, wrestling, can't sleep, thoughts running through your head, or even grieving and crying. But I would limit naps or time them because they, of course, are going to turn around the next night and contribute to not being able to sleep. As I said earlier, just walking, just get out and walk or do a little bit of something that provides you with some exercise because that will help you sleep better at this time too. Something that has helped me in recent times has been to watch a YouTube channel called Divine Melodies. That particular channel has beautiful scenery that moves constantly, so it's somewhat hypnotic as you watch it. But then it has gorgeous soft music in the background, and every now and then it will have a scripture verse pop up on the screen. And so they're titled, and you can watch one that has all verses to do with fear. And they're, instead of being up and on the screen the whole time, the scenery's there and you're following it. It's hypnotic. It helps you start to fall asleep. And then a verse will be up and that verse is on your mind. So you're going to sleep with your mind diverted from whatever's running through it that is keeping you awake. Your mind is then diverted to a scripture thought, beautiful scenery out in nature, and very soft music such as hymns and things playing in the background. And if you had asked me a few months ago, I would have said, I absolutely cannot have anything on to fall asleep to. That'll be a distraction and I'll lay there awake. So you might have that problem and think, no way. But I tried this and for me, it has been working. I tend to follow the scenery, then close my eyes. I'm hearing the music. Then all of a sudden I'm out. And it not only falling asleep, but it seems to be putting me into a deeper sleep than if I don't do it. So that's something that has just personally helped me. I will remind you to good hygiene at a time like this. And by that, I mean, take a shower, take a good hot shower or a long bath with some Epsom salts or something like that in it. Get up and put some regular clothes on instead of just pajamas. If you're at home while grieving, make yourself step outside. You don't have to go to a place, but even just step outside. Some of those things where you just get up and take care of your regular daily needs help you feel a little bit more like a human again. And then I would say no and say yes to things. By that I mean, if you really can't go somewhere or be around people right now on a certain day that you're grieving, then say no to those things. But sometimes you need to say yes and get back out there and do some things, even if you just do it out of rote memory, even if it's just you're habitually going through the motions, because these kinds of things will help you to get back out there and to be able to be with other people. And I will say that sometimes you're going to come back from something you went to and think, why did I even go? I didn't really have fun. But it's important for you and for your body that you get back out and you do things around and with people. God made us to be around other people and to interact with people. And so, yes, say no to some things and allow yourself time at home in private to grieve as you want to grieve. But then say yes and get back out there around others and just going through the motions of doing things. And then eventually those will become more than you just going through the motions. And you might even start to enjoy those things gradually. You know, getting back out to everyday life and events that you were a part of, or being around people that you hung out with, is part of the journey of accepting that you have to go on without your person, or that you have to go on in the circumstance that caused you grief. Equipping yourself to survive is what you're doing. We don't, and we not only want to survive, but eventually we even want to thrive again. God's plan and purpose is not for you to be miserable, even though it feels like that right now. He's going to equip you to go on in life with just you, without your person. In Psalm 36:9, the scriptures say, "For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light." At a time when you are around death and darkness, God says, "I am the fountain of life." And he says, "My light is what will light your way." So look to him for strength. Look to him for the courage to not only equip yourself to survive this awful journey, but to even thrive eventually on this difficult path.
We appreciate you joining us today at Speak Your Grief with Sonia.
At Speak Your Grief with Sonia.
Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, as new episodes are added weekly. Thank you again for joining us as we unpack our grief. We hope you have been reminded that you are not alone in this journey.